Kyle, you picked an interesting morning to listen to the Joe and Alex show if you've never given us a chance before. It's Ask Alex, and we do this around this time every single week. And Trista said, hey, I got a question, Alex. I want to continue on a tradition that I have with my mom, but my husband says, absolutely not. We are not doing this with our kid. And it involves breastfeeding, or she calls it what, ninnying?
Yeah, her mom, quote, ninnied her till she's 29 now. The last time she did it was 27. She's not saying it's over. She just hasn't needed to till she was 27.
27. That's an adult.
No milk, obviously, being produced, just ninnying. And she wants to do this with her newborn son, like throughout adulthood. The same thing, because she says it created an incredible bond with her and her mother.
Oh, I bet it did.
And she says that her husband is shaming her. She wants all the women that are pro-breastfeeding on Facebook and Free the Nipple and all that stuff to call in and tell her husband how wrong he is, that he's not supporting her wanting to breastfeed their son far into adulthood.
Yeah, come on, let's free it. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Also, Radio Now 100.9 on our Facebook page. You can let us know some of your thoughts on that.
Okay, this is just shocking me, some of the tweets. Jordan at Joe and Alex Show. She might be mentally stable, but mom is not, or she wouldn't have started doing it. Literally abuse pattern. Jordan, you think that Trista is mentally stable? Neither of them are mentally stable.
Well, here's the thing, though. If she grew up with that, she doesn't know it's not normal. Or it's not right. Like, if she grew up,
I don't know.
If all you know is all you know, she didn't choose to do that. Maybe the mom is a little bit different.
I don't know. The dad is messed up, too. We're forgetting about the dad, how he just, like, laughs at them, and they're all in the living room knitting, and then the dad just watches football or whatever. What the heck is that?
you two go ninny.
Baby Brookie said at Joe and Alex Show, what did I just listen to? This lady is crazy. Breastfeeding at 27? Like, I'm 23 and have went through some ish, but never. And then, really quick, the most incredible thing I've seen. This lady called me out at Joan Alex Show. She said, Alex, this is your segment, so you should be sensitive to the callers. I don't agree with the caller, but your reaction is rude. I'm rude to Trista, who was breastfed by her mother till she was 27 and wants to do the same to her son? Are you kidding?
You were a little judgy on
it. You're joking me.
I always try to see the positive side of stuff.
This is insane.
I don't know if you always give somebody that chance, especially Trista.
You guys are insane. You're too politically correct.
No, I'm not. 317-239-1009. What's up, Austin?
Holy crap, man. That is no longer at all any kind of breastfeeding.
Yeah.
She used the justification that, oh, we're normal, everyday people. We don't have any issues. No, serial killers say the same thing about themselves. It doesn't make them justifiable.
Austin, but hold on, though. I mean, I agree it's not breastfeeding. I think we all agree you have to have milk produced to be breastfeeding. But she didn't call it that. She called it ninnying. I've never heard it that before. But
right, but that's just a cute nickname for a soothing fetish that she now has with her mother.
Oh, you think it's a fetish?
I do, honestly. I think it's just a filthy thing that should not be done at 27 years old on your mom when you're not breastfeeding.
She says that her mom would never cross any boundaries that are inappropriate with her.
Right. Well, they already crossed that boundary. They just don't see it the same as the whole rest of society.
I think it's weird. Like, I would never imagine right now as an adult 31-year-old man breastfeeding from my mom or my grandma. But I just didn't get the vibe from Trista that it was like a sexual incesty kind of a thing.
I did.
Well, maybe fetish is out of line, yeah, but I mean, it's a soothing, I don't even know what the word for it is, and I imagine there's probably a psychologist wanting to get on the phone right now to just
so Austin, if you're
if
your mom, you came home and was like, Austin, you want a ninny? You'd say no.
I would say I'm moving.
Thank you, Austin. Hey, good morning, Mary. You think this is way more than just something that's innocent. It's actually assault.
Yes, I think that it's crazy to me that this girl is calling into a radio station thinking she's going to get support from this, from her clearly mentally ill mother who's taking advantage of her daughter.
How old do you think you should be breastfeeding? Because she said, obviously, older ages, like, what, 12 or 13, then in her 20s. Like, that's a long time,
She's not getting any milk at 12 or 13. That's not breastfeeding. That's assault, like, by definition. There's a purpose for breastfeeding, to feed your child, to give them nutrients, for your milk to create, like, antibiotic properties when your kid's sick. So when you're 12 years old at that point, it's just inappropriate and, like I said, sexual assault. the CDC recommends breastfeeding, I think, up to, like, 2 or 3 years old.
First, she was breastfed all the way till she was 5.
Which is just so strange in and of itself, yeah.
I just feel bad for her mom's nipples. Those things are going to fall off. 317-239-1009. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Tina, you actually support this. Is that right?
I support her because I know everyone's calling in going to be a lot of negativity. I say do not sexualize the boob. I have 3 kids and I breastfeed all 3. Well, I breastfed the other 2 and I'm breastfeeding the youngest one now.
Now, when the milk runs dry, that could be like a nice country song or something. When the milk runs dry, are you going to continue, as they call it, ninny? Like if your kid wants it for comfort or support or if something traumatic happened, is that something you would at least consider?
I don't know if I would consider that, but I will find other ways to help them deal with their issues.
I have a major issue with this. You are absolutely nuts. I mean, I get, like, not sexualizing breastfeeding when they're, you know, an infant or whatever, when it's normal breastfeeding age. But after, like, age 2, 3, maybe at the most, which I think is pushing it, you're saying that, like, we need to, that it's, that you're like, pro-Trista. You're saying that, like, we're shaming her.
She's trying to
by
give
not
her a
accepting
chance.
It.
I kind of think, I'm glad Tina called in.
Well, basically what I'm saying is, you know, in other countries, they breastfeed up to 7, 8 years old. That's the only way the baby's going to or the child is going to get their nutrients. And who are we to judge what a mom decides to do with their child? She's not hurting the child by any means. You know, she's not molesting her. She's not doing anything to her. She's basically comforting her daughter. Breastfeeding, when you do that, it releases a chemical and it helps relax you and calm you.
Okay, well, there are hundreds and hundreds of comments on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, Twitter, at Joan Alex Show, of people saying this is molestation and they completely disagree with you.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for the call. 317-239.
I can't believe that woman.
Yeah, but see, the like same thing, you can't believe me. You got to give people a chance sometime. I think that's what it is. 317-239-1009 and Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Don't worry, we got some more calls, and we'll definitely get to some more of your comments on our social media next.